Thank you and good morning. An Arcata police officer on patrol on Saturday afternoon spotted a woman he knew was on parole as she entered a mobile home in the 1000 block of 7th Street. Other officers responded to the scene and they then conducted a probation search of the residence. Officers contacted the woman, 34-year-old Sarah Schultz, along with 51-year-old Arcata man Carl Partee. Both were detained while a search of the home was conducted. Officers confiscated more than 24 pounds of methamphetamine packaged for sale, along with a loaded .22-caliber rifle and drug paraphernalia. Both Schultz and Partee were arrested and booked for possession and possession for sale, along with probation and weapons violations. Fortuna police used surveillance video and still photos from the system to identify the truck and the truck's owner, wanted in connection with a vandalism incident at Rohnert Park on January 18th. It was on that day that the driver of a red GMC pickup had caused considerable damage to the baseball field at the park and then hit a pole while fleeing the scene. On Saturday night, Fortuna police located the truck in the parking lot at Fortuna High School and soon contacted the registered owner, 21-year-old Manuel Mills of Eureka. He was in attendance at a sporting event. The truck had damage consistent with the incident at the park, and Mills was arrested and booked into county jail for felony vandalism. Jordan Christmas has news from the sheriff's office.
Friday morning, the Humboldt County Drug Task Force and sheriff's deputies served a search warrant at a residence in the 1800 block of California Street in Eureka. The search warrant was a part of an ongoing investigation into narcotic sales, and law enforcement contacted 49-year-old Kyle Abbott and 49-year-old Todd Freeman, both of whom had felony warrants out in their name. A search of the residence turned up methamphetamine and heroin, and during the search, 50-year-old wanted felon Wayman Starrett knocked on the front door, and he was arrested as well. All three were booked into county jail on various charges.
Thank you, Jordan. Eel River Brewing has announced that it has teamed up with Eureka chocolate maker Dick Taylor Craft Chocolates and Humboldt Bay Coffee to produce a single-origin malt stout for its beer line. Dick Taylor ingredients, along with a Peruvian coffee blend from the coffee roaster, are used in the making of the stout, and the three businesses will celebrate the collaboration by introducing the new beer at an event at the Brew Pub on Wednesday night. The Humboldt Area Foundation's YEP program, Youth Engaged in Philanthropy, has $6,000 in grant funding available for nonprofit groups that assist needy youth in the Eel River Valley. School groups and service clubs and other organizations focused on addressing young adults who need help are encouraged to apply. The deadline is March 1st. For more information, contact the Humboldt Area Foundation. And a reminder to residents of Eureka who live near the water tank farm at Harrison K Streets. Work will continue this week during nighttime hours as maintenance work is performed at the facility. There will be no interruption to water service, just noise and lights through the end of the week. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone attended the Rural County Representatives of California board meeting 2 weeks ago, an annual conference that saw him installed as first vice president of that board. On Talk Shop last week, Bone spoke about the issues that rural counties share, from being heard over the noise of the larger counties in Sacramento to road conditions, as well as for tree mortality. Last week, the Board of Supervisors approved the expenditure of $40,000 in grant funding to address the issue locally. A drop in the bucket compared to the hard-hit areas where more than $60 million has been spent by the state.
Big effort we're doing right now, and it doesn't seem like it affects us as much, and it hasn't affected, but it's already come up to Shasta, creeping into Trinity, as tree mortality. 2 million dead trees standing, and there are communities in Tuolumne, Merced. There are communities down there, like a Trinity Village, you know, a summer community like that, where every tree in the community is dead.
Bone said it's not just about the impacts to local economies and public safety. It's about logistics as well.
You know, there's been, I think, $60 million thrown toward. They're taking the trees down, and now they have piles that are 100 yards long and 100 feet high, and there's nowhere to dispose of them. So in this weather, they're just burning them because of the fire danger. They're not millable, they're not salvageable, and there's just too many of them. And so tree mortality has become a huge issue.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk trees, homelessness, and mental health on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.